Ted told Bobby to wet a cloth and bring it to him. Cold water, he said. Bring it out, but not too much. Bobby ran into the bathroom, got a face cloth from the shelf by the tub, and wet it in cold water. The bottom half of the bathroom window was frosted glass. But if he had looked out the top half, he would have seen his mother's taxi pulling up out front. Bobby didn't look. He was concentrating on his chore. He never thought of the green key fob either, although it was lying on the shelf right in front of his eyes. When Bobby came back into the living room, Ted was sitting in the straight-backed chair with Carol in his lap again. Bobby noticed how tanned her arms had already become compared to the rest of her skin, which was a pure, smooth white, except for where the bruises stood out. She looks like she's wearing nylon stockings on her arms, he thought, a little amused. Her eyes had begun to clear, and they tracked Bobby when he moved toward her, but Carol still didn't look exactly great. Her hair was mussed, her face was all sweaty, and there was that drying trickle of blood between her nostril and the corner of her mouth. Ted took the cloth and began to wipe her cheeks and forehead with it. Bobby knelt by the arm of the chair. Carol sat up a little, raising her face gratefully against the cool and the wet. Ted wiped away the blood under her nose, then put the face cloth aside on the end table. He brushed Carol's sweaty hair off her brow. When some of it flopped back, he moved his hand to brush it away again. Before he could, the door to the porch banged open. Footfalls crossed the foyer. The hand on Carol's damp forehead froze. Bobby's eyes met Ted's, and a single thought flowed between them. Strong telepathy, consisting of a single word, them. No, Carol said, not them. Bobby, it's your... The apartment door opened, and Liz stood there with her key in one hand and her hat, the one with the veil on it, in the other. Behind her and beyond the foyer, the door to all the hot outside world stood open. Side by side on the porch welcome mat were her two suitcases where the cab driver had put them. Bobby, how many times have I told you to lock this damn... She got that far, then stopped. In later years, Bobby would replay that moment again and again, seeing more and more of what his mother had seen when she came back from her disastrous trip to Providence. Her son, kneeling by the chair where the old man she had never liked or really trusted sat with the little girl in his lap. The little girl looked dazed. Her hair was in sweaty clumps. Her blouse had been torn off. It lay in pieces on the floor. And even with her own eyes puffed, mostly shut, Liz would have seen Carol's bruises, one on the shoulder, one on the ribs, one on the stomach. And Carol and Bobby and Ted Brodigan saw her. With that same amazed stop-time clarity, the two black eyes... Liz's right eye was really nothing but a glitter deep in a puffball of discolored flesh. The lower lip, which was swelled and split in two places and still wearing flecks of dried blood like old, ugly lipstick. The nose, which lay askew and had grown a misbegotten hook, making it almost into a caricature witch hazel nose.